Okay, so we only have a few minutes today to start with the Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak, which will tell us a major yisod, and the Gemara even calls it a major yisod, and we'll try to consider why that is, of Hamotzei Mechavero Olov Haraya. And just to quickly look through the Gemara together, so we can see, this is the kind of case where every nuance in the Gemara is going to make a difference. This is the kind of topic where the Shakli V'Tarya is very important, and there are a lot of glaring questions. So you had a chance to see the Gemara, everyone had a chance to see this a little bit. So just to maybe very quickly go through it, to highlight some of the major points. So the Mishnah tells us about a situation where we could have a suffix about what is a chov to someone else or isn't. Mara talks about a shor shenage chesapara v'nimsa ubra b'tzida. So you have your shor was nogeach a para, and when they found out what happened, they found the para, and they also found an ubra. We also found that there was a child. V'ein yadua imad shlo nolchi yolda mishnolchi yolda. We don't know if this child was born afterwards, and therefore is also a product, death is also a product of this negicha, or was it born before and it's irrelevant to the situation? So mishalim chatzi nezik lepara, revia nezik levlad. So you pay half nezik for the para, that half nezik is because it's a short time, so we don't know that we have to start off with a position of chatzi nezik. But regarding the vlad, so it's only half of that, apparently because of the suffix. V'chein para shenokha es ashor, v'nimso v'lada b'tzida. So here, if the para is the one that did the damage, and we want to know in terms of being paid from it, v'en yodua imad shlo nokha yolda mishnokha yolda mishtalim chatzi nezik min ha-para v'yin nezik min ha-vlad. So you have a parallel suffix in that direction. So essentially, the important point for the klal here is that because we don't know what the story is with Uber, so we split the difference. So is that really the policy? If you don't know what's going on, you split the difference? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Sumchus. This is the position of Sumchus. This is familiar also for those who learned Bav Metzia, if you learned the first daf Bav Metzia. This is the major issue to go through all of the elements of that. It's a little bit outside of our scope right now, but the major question of the first Mishnah Bav Metzia and parallel sugyas is what is the policy regarding mamon hamutal b'safek? You have money and you don't know who it belongs to. So what do you do with that? So according to Sumchus, mamon hamutal b'safek chalkin. But it's not so simple. Aval chachamim amru, chachamim say no, zek klal gadol b'din. Hamoytzi michaverov olav haraya, hamoytzi michaverov olav haraya. Somebody who is looking to extract payment from someone else, that person has to prove his position. Olav haraya. Now it's striking that chachamim express their view with the phrase, zek klal gadol b'din. So as we alluded to before, this might be a very apt phrasing, because this is indeed a klal gadol. It's like we talk about v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. And so we know Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha, zek klal gadol b'torah. So when you say zek klal gadol, you're not just saying, oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good mitzvah. I like that one. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't just say that we're highlighting a mitzvah to praise it. But the idea of zek klal, what's a klal? A klal is not simply a mitzvah. A klal is a principle. This is something which is not just a rule, but this is something which you build off on. I believe the Sefer Achinuch says, that's pshat, we say, v'havta l'recha kamocha zek klal gadol b'torah, saying that there are so many other dinim which are built on v'havta l'recha kamocha. So it's a klal. So here also, by itself, it'd be appropriate to say that Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya is not just a detail, but it is a principle that probably has quite a lot packed into it. But the Gemara wants to know, in any event, why do we use that language? Lama Lu Meima is that Klal Gadol B'Din. So the Gemara comes to tell us that apparently the intent is, Klal Gadol, there's more here than you might think. That it applies even in situations where you might otherwise think not so. So what's those situations? See, it's drich, you need this, that filo nizak amir bariu mazik amir shem. That even if the person who is the nizak is in the role of motzi mamon here, right? He's the one who wants to get paid. He's the one who wants to extract money. So even if the nizak says, I am sure about this, v'hamazik omer shema, and the one who is being asked to pay, he says, I don't know, maybe I do have to pay. He's got a weaker position. Still, amotzi michaver el harai. Still, the burden of proof is on, in this case, the nizak. Yes, sir?
The fundamental assumption is that bari Hashem would normally be something that wouldn't require a raya.
So not necessarily. We have to explore a little bit what bari Hashem means. But so far, what seems to be the chiddush here is that the raya. Let's actually read the whole Gemara first before asking what the chiddush is. But basically, the point being that even if things aren't equal, right, even if the two tzadim are not starting off on even footing, still, hamotzi mechaver, the burden can be on the other party. So, inami, or I'll give you another possibility. So, l'chihad, it's relevant to this, and this, by the way, is part of why it's valuable to pick, we have to choose our structure carefully to start from here. This allows us to dip into the third parak to get this major sugya that appears there, so it's also helpful. That we have the Gemara tells us Hamocher Shor L'Chaveru V'Nimsa Nagchan, that somebody who sells an ox to somebody else, and it turns out this ox is not one you can keep around too long because he's violent, is a Nagchan. So Rav Amar Hevezem Mekachtos. So Rav says, so no one would buy such a shor. So the whole deal is a mistake. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Yachal Shiyomer Lo L'Shchita Mechartiv. Shmuel says no. Maybe it's not a Mekachtos. He could say I sold this to you, thinking you're going to shecht it. So as long as you survive the Shchita, so you're done. So it's not so clear that nobody would buy such a shor. So Amai. So why do we have room for question here? V'nechsi Igavra Dezavin L'Raja Igavra Dezavin L'Nichsera. So let's see if this is the kind of situation where kind of person who would buy for either purpose, would buy for shchita, that's nichsa, or would buy for plowing. And then that'll tell us what the story is. We have ways to examine this. So lo tzricha begavra dezavin lahal laha. No, it's somebody who would do business for either purpose. So you can't tell from looking at the individual. There's no clue. So v'nechzi idmei raja l'raja idmei nechzo nechzo. Let's look at the price. What did he pay? You're presumably a shore that you need to keep around for solid work is more expensive than a shore that's going to be shechted right away. As Rashi says here, idmei raja is yikar, and it's more expensive to pay for a working animal. Lo tzricha d'okir bisra v'kayb d'mei raja. No, we still need this situation. Maybe it's a case where meat has become more expensive and it costs as much as a working animal. Okay. So v'i leka l'shtalumim minei. So here the Gemara has a detail here that if you can't get paid back by the seller because he spent the money already, so then l'shka l'tura b'zuze, so then he should hold on to the shore itself instead of the money, which is not going to make then much of a practical difference. Amri inche mimari rashvasach parayafra. That if you have somebody owes you money, so you have to accept whatever he can give you, even something that's not so fantastic. So lo tzricha d'ikalish d'lumim minei. So no, we need this case where you can get paid from him. Rav amar hareza mekachtos. So Rav says the sale is null and void. Zil basaruva varuba de inshe l'raji hu dezavni. We should follow the majority. And most people who are going to buy are buying for the purposes of long-term use. So therefore we have a right to assume that that was the assumption and he deserves to be addressed. Ushmuel amar yachal shiyomer lo l'shchita mechartiv l'cha. that he can say, I sold it to you for the purposes of Shechita, v'lo azlina basaruva, and we don't follow any rove here. Ki azlina basaruva b'isura. The only time we follow rove is in matters of isuva heter, things like that. When you want to know, is the meat kosher or not, and most of the meat that's available is kosher, so then, okay, you follow rove, things like that. But if it's a matter of money, we do not follow the rov. But rather, instead, the burden is on the one who wants to collect. So that's building on our mission. So Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni. So here's a very important passage. So Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, Minayin lahamotzi mechavero olav haraya. How do you know there's such a din of a motzi mechavero of haraya? Shneamar mi baldvarim yigash aleihem. Right, that is this week's parsha for a little synergy action. So we'll get some opportunity maybe to reflect upon that. But that's also very appropriate to be able to start this part of the Zman in Parshas Mishpatim. Gives us a lot of moments to weave things together, and that's particularly appropriate. Happens often enough, you know, the Zman usually, or very often, starts around Parshas Kiseitse, beginning of the year, and so many mitzvos in Kiseitse, a lot of Masechta, especially in Noshim, that come out of Kiseitse. So here now, for this second part of the Zman, so we have the opportunity to start a new phase of a comment together with Mishpatim. That's very appropriate. All of the Avos Nezikin are in Parshas Mishpatim. We have a lot of opportunities as you're listening to the Laning, as you're going over the Parsha this week for Chazara. It's a good opportunity to really integrate that whole Parsha experience with our Limud for the whole year. So this is from the end of this week's Parsha. And we'll talk a little bit about the context. But Mibal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem Yagish Raya Aleihem. So maskif l'rvashi, olam alikra. Why do I need a pasuk? Svaruhu, it's logical. Dekayiv lekiiva az lebayasya. That somebody who's in pain should go to the doctor. What does that mean? We'll have to discuss. Somehow, that's relevant. Okay, so it's a svarim. I don't need a pasuk. Elakra l'chadur Reb Nachman m'rabba baravua, the Nachman m'rabba baravua, minayin shenizkakin el tevei tchila. How do you know that the rule is that we pay attention to the plaintiff first? The tevei is the one who is asking for money from somebody else. The tevei shenamar mibadvar digash aleihem, yogish dvar aleihem. Amri nardai, paimi mishenizkakin minitvei tchila. The times when we do it the other way around, when we pay attention to the defendant first, veichidami dekazuli nechsei, when his property is going down in value. What exactly that means, we can talk about later. But here is the passage in the Gemara that introduces this concept. Now, as you may have intuited, there is a lot we have to figure out. It's a lot that needs to be explored about this concept, but a lot of it comes out of the back and forth in the Gemara. So let's try to, as it often is the case when we start on a Tuesday, let's try to at least get our questions on the table. So what, before we deal with anything else, this back and forth has a lot to wonder about. Okay, so the Gemara tells us that there is a klal of Hamotzi Mechaver L'Varaya, and that it's a big klal, and well, we would like to interpret big klal generally, but the Gemara says specifically, the language is telling us that it has more power than you might think, and that it applies even when you have Bari V'Shema, and the Muchzak is Shema, it applies, and even against a Rov. That even if there is a majority of some kind, and we have to speak very openly, say some kind, because we'll discuss when we get into the Sugya, there are many different kinds of Rov, and there are a number of different possible applications here. But a majority of some kind that indicates one way or another, still it does not override the principle of Motzei Mechaver L'Varaya. So that principle is so strong, it applies in these two cases. We'll see that there may be other cases as well that are not being addressed here, but that they're other situations. Did any of you get to see the Yerushalmi, by the way? Probably not yet, right? So the Yerushalmi is on the list. So see you tomorrow if you can take a look at the Yerushalmi, the way the Yerushalmi presents it is going to be important. And then the Gemara has this discussion, what's the source? And it gives us an interesting source, and then says another opinion that, what do you mean a source for? It's a svara. Gives us a very interesting statement that we have to figure out in terms of explaining the svara, and that's what we have. So ask me some questions. What do you want to figure out about the way this? There's some things that really could jump out at you. Shmuel.
I was just wondering, when we're saying that it applies that only because it's a klal gadol that it could beat up the rove or whatever, but let's say we just have any other principle, I'm just wondering, could we also say that? Like, is it only because it says klal gadol?
Right. So let's try to abstract that question a little bit more. So the klal gadol is more the symptom. Or the language of klal gadol is more the symptom, right? So the Gemara is telling us one way or another that there's something special here. So if I could just formulate a question a little differently, so it seems like we need to figure out what's special. Right? We need to figure out what exactly is the reason that this overrides certain things. And in what way does it do that? Now, as we mentioned before, also, our next sugi on the agenda may or may not be inextricable from this sugya. That after we spend some time talking about emotzi mechavero, we're going to have to get to ein holcham b'mamon achar harov, and it's possible that it's the same. They're two halves of the same coin, and that you can't talk about one without the other. So that's something we'll have to see. So essentially, part of the equation is going to be what is the power of rov and what is the limitation of rov. So part of our question is we're going to have to figure out, where is the chiddush here? Is the chiddush in rov and what it can and can't do? Or is the chiddush in the requirement of a motzi mechavel of araya and how absolute it is, how overwhelming it is? In other words, is rov the default and hamotzi mechavel of araya is the bulldozer that can overpower it? Or is it that rov is lacking and that rov, for whatever it can do, it's not enough in these kind of cases? And so these two sugyas are going to be very much interwoven. So that's a part of what we want to figure out. Jed?
Maybe another question would be, what is the raya? What? How do you bring raya?
Okay. I mean, how do you bring... Oh,
considering
right.
The legitimate
yes,
raya.
Very much all right. So that's certainly going to be a detailed question we're going to have to get to. It's going to flow from a lot of other things. But what constitutes a raya? All right, clearly... What serves, once you say that you need to bring a raya, so we have to know what works. But also, what's going to be tied into that question, too, is that if we ever find, and so far we haven't seen yet, but there may be, if we find exceptions to the rule, right? If we find situations where we don't put the raya on the motzi, we don't put the requirement for the raya on the motzi, do those other things equal a raya? Is that the thing? Is they meet the standard? If there's other situations where we don't require the motzi to bring a raya, is that because whatever else is going on is equal to this, or is it an exception? We'll have to see that. Sam?
I guess that is some question what we're talking about. The cluster rope, does it override it, or is it like just a replacement?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe the discussion of where we learn how what's created a raya comes from, whether or not it's a pasuk or a svara.
What is the maskana?
What?
What is the maskana?
Well, I mean, it seems to be there's more weight on it being a svara, but...
Maybe.
Gemara rejects that. It rejects the svara and goes back to not saying that it's a...
So that's part of what we'll have to figure out. And part of what we'll see, maybe if you see some more of the Mara Makomos, is that it's actually not 100% clear what the maskana is. But there's another question before we run out of time. There's something here that's really pretty glaring about the whole back and forth. And that's something which I'm going to want you to pay specific attention to during Seder, trying to think about. Is there something very, very baffling or very surprising about the way the Shakli V'Tariya goes? It connects to the question of what the maskana is. Yeah?
This isn't even what the Mishnah Pasuk is.
Okay, yeah, okay. So therefore, work with that.
So we're developing an entire concept that that's not the opinion of the Tana.
Okay, yeah, say more.
And so if, I would think that we would focus more on what some class says, or that we wouldn't, If we can pass in that way, then why would we have an entire...
Okay, but you're... Yes, but there's something even more glaring about it.
That transgression might not be as... it's obviously a strong question, but the Gemara is just saying... Simkus has a sack on the mission. He's saying that this is what we're doing. Yeah. Something this is what we're doing. There's an argument, just like the Shitasa from Buffman City, where we're getting it from. But then the tzad, the Machlukas, for Simkus and the Chacham, is what's in the Chavira al-Baraya. I don't think that the Gemara going off on a tangent to really delve into Amutz Nechavera al-Baraya is such a blaring question on a Shabbat entirely.
Okay. Okay, but here, just to call your attention, it's particularly glaring, and this, try to think about tomorrow as you see more Makoros about this, try to understand this, or try to think about on your own how you could explain these points, if you can explain these points. There's quite a range here. Here you have a statement, which may be the Maskana, may be the dominant statement that emerges, that this din is Pashut, is a Svara, and you don't even need a Pasuk. Right? So that's possibly the last word on this sugya, maybe. And yet, there's another opinion that says, no, I need a pasuk. Right? Now, when you think about that machlokas, that's already interesting. Especially because, on the surface, okay, so one side, for some reason, thinks it's pashut, and the other opinion thinks it's not so pashut. But the position that it's not so pashut has some pretty big support, right? What's the big support? Well, they need to discuss it, but not only that, but that not everyone agrees. Right? So Simchas doesn't even agree with it. You're saying it's so pasha, it doesn't need any proof. Wasn't so pasha to Simchas.
As well as the Svara being seemingly like kind of schwer.
Oh, so then what does the Svara mean? Then we have to figure that out also. Yes, more.
Maybe that it's possible to read the Machlokas as Simchas not saying that there's no opinion of Amatz Nechaber al-Baraya. It's just that, you know, Simchas holds that when we're polling about the... there might still be an instance, maybe, I don't know, of coming to be Moetz Nechaber that's not based on an argument. Simchas is saying that once we have an argument about, and one guy saying this happened, the other guy saying the next happened, or Shnayim Osim Talis, or whatever, concerning when the Negifa happened, Simchas is saying that's not a case where we say, we split it, we don't say Moetz Nechaber.
Okay. Okay, so that's an important point, an important direction to look at. So just to try to say this quickly, because we're running out of time, but consider the following questions tomorrow as you see more Makoros, as you see the Rishalmi, and as you see some Rishonim, as you see the Shita Mekubetzes especially. Think about the following points. Okay, so here we have a very wide range of Machlokas. You have one opinion that thinks, don't even bother proving this, this is Pashut, there's nothing to talk about. You have another opinion that says, not so pasha, we need a source, we need something to explain it. And you have another opinion which doesn't even agree with the din. So how can we range from not even agreeing to it in the first place to thinking it's so pasha, you don't need a source? So that's a big machlokas. So one question to ask yourselves is what's going on there? But also, as Maury is kind of highlighting, that you could frame this as two possible questions. One is, are they arguing about the pshitus of this issue with three answers, pashut, not so pashut, not even true? Or are they, in some sense, shooting past each other, and do they have different premises? And that's why they're arguing. Different premises about what Hamotzi Mechavel Avaraya means practically. And are they, maybe like Maury is suggesting, talking even about different cases? And maybe that's why there's that range of difference, because they're not all addressing exactly the same scenario. And I'll give you a hint. When you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, you see the Shita Mekubetzes does not explicitly ask the question, but he gives two answers, and you see the two answers are both addressing this question in very different ways, without asking it explicitly. But Shita Mekubetzes is clearly bothered by how could it be Simchas, how could it be you have such a range? What exactly is going on here? So think about that question. Think about all the possibilities there. And also try to explain to me two other things. How does the Pasuk work and how does the Svara work? And I have the Svara and this mashal about the doctor, which surprisingly has not so much commentary, but you'll see that Shita Mekubetzes talks about it in a way you also may not have guessed. So try to figure out what does the mashal mean in the Svara, and alternatively, what does the pasuk mean? And also, we'll also have to figure out, so what's the maskan? Is this because of a svar? Is it because of a pasuk? Et cetera, et cetera. So a lot we have to do tomorrow. So let's try to get all this on track. And God willing, we have some fascinating things to explore. All right, I wish everyone a wonderful day. Stay warm, stay dry.